We can make intentions, we can make plans, we can make du'as, but we also need to have Allah's tawfiq, the key ingredient without which we cannot achieve anything in this world. Now, what is tawfiq? Tawfiq is that special acceptance and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with which Allah enables us to achieve our aims. It is a special help for the true believer who truly wants to do something only for his pleasure. Contrary to the traditional way of thinking, Allah's tawfiq is not something which will hit you by chance. Rather, it's something you acquire by making conscious efforts towards it. Simply saying, Allah give us tawfiq will not always do the trick. Like everything else in life, dua should be coupled with action. How to earn tawfiq? The first is, realize that you need Allah. The first and foremost thing to start with on this topic is to recognize that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do everything, of course. He has given us the power to choose the right path and make effort to walk on that path. But this doesn't mean that we can accomplish things alone. We need Allah's help all the time. Similarly, we should recognize our need for Allah and be humble and submissive to Him. Not just before starting our action, but at every step of the way. Even after we've accomplished our work and we perhaps have successfully completed a task, we should realize that it was only because of the help of Allah that we did it. And therefore, we should not allow our hearts to be filled with pride. We need to remember that through the tawfiq that Allah had given us, we were able to make the right choice, a good choice, and complete our task. And He gave us the ability to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you do not will anything except that Allah wills it. Lord of the worlds. That is in the 81st chapter of the Noble Quran, verse number 29. The second point with regards to tawfiq is that one needs to make the conscious decision and sincere intention to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure one's main objective in life. And this can only be proven to your own actions, that your actions will indicate that. So in your daily routine, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Any action that you embark upon, coming to work in the morning, why am I doing this? Cooking food in the kitchen, why am I doing this? Looking after the kids, why am I doing this? Doing your homework, why am I doing this? Doing some project at work, anything, why am I doing this? Everything should be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm looking after the kids because this is an amana responsibility that Allah has given to me. I'm going to work to earn a livelihood so I can take care of my family, and that is what Allah has instructed us to do. Why am I doing reading a book? To educate myself, because Allah has instructed us to educate ourselves. Why am I doing physical exercise? To look after my body so that I am fulfilling the instruction that we will be questioned about the body and I'm looking after it. So everything should be redirected. We need to ask ourselves, is this act of mine intended to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it for His sake or is it for something else? Am I, you know, doing exercise so I can have that physique to show off, to flaunt, to impress others, so I can take pictures and circulate that? Is that the reason? Then definitely you need to change your reason and you need to take those ideas out of your mind. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is our true goal, then surely we will not crave for people's admiration, adulation, praise, attention. We will not be worried about their criticism either. There's an incident that has been written in the books with regards to one of our great akabir. This is Mulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. He had written to his own mentor, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makkir, rahimahumullah. And he wrote to his mentor and he said, now I've reached the stage where whether someone praises me or someone critiques me, it has the same effect, meaning no effect on me. It doesn't bother me. You know, I don't become extremely happy with people's praise and become very despondent with people's critique, people's criticism that, nah, man, you people don't appreciate, I won't do anything for you. And on the other hand, when you have constant praise, it's like fuel that keeps you going. So he says that whether people praise or critique me, I continue with my work. And the mentor, the sheikh, then responded and said, now you've attained it. You've attained sincerity. Now you've attained sincerity, meaning what he thought maybe a very high level of sincerity was the basic level of sincerity. It was the entry point of sincerity. So that is important for us at all times. We've been talking about tawfiq, that enablement from Allah. It is only through that enablement that comes from Allah that we're able to fulfill deeds. We need to realize the need that we have for Allah under all times and check our intention. And that is how we will gain more from that enablement in the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.